The readings this Sunday all speak toward us being completely dedicated to our God, to our faith. Just as the last hymn did, we want to be single-minded, our heart focused on just one thing, our whole being going toward our faith, and the rewards that come with it, if you will. The responsive reading is from the very first psalm, where it sets out the difference between those who follow the Lord and those who do not. The first three verses go this way. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but who, instead, find their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. You can hear about the fruitfulness of being faithful. In the passage that is our lesson today, the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, verses 31 through 34, Jeremiah is speaking for the Lord and what the Lord will declare about his relationship with his people. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. What the Lord declares is about this new covenant. Here he says, this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time. I will put my law in their minds. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. So in that passage, Jeremiah tells us the Lord is really resting in our very being, that the covenant, the relationship that we have with him, is in our mind, our heart, our soul, our very being. And Jesus reflects this in his passage. It comes from the 22nd chapter of Matthew. The Pharisees gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. He said, Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. Jesus continued, And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets, concluded Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. We say thanks be to God.